Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Today's show is brought to you by Gastric Health Club. Join our 30-day Back on Track food guidance class beginning October 22nd. Just click on the banner on the Gastric Health Show's Facebook page. Hello, and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. This is Dawn Boxall, and we are back for another week of podcasts, and hopefully we'll talk about a topic that you maybe haven't explored before. So, today's topic is, can leaky gut lead to weight gain after weight loss surgery? So that's what we're going to dive into, and hopefully maybe enlighten you on something that you have probably heard about, but are unfamiliar at a deeper level or really understand the full breadth of what is leaky gut and how does it play a role with weight loss surgery. So we'll get into that. But first and foremost, these podcasts are not intended for medical advice. They are for educational purposes only. So please make sure you talk with your healthcare provider before implementing any of our strategies. And we would love for you to share any of our content. So if you find value in the topics we're discussing or find that what we are covering is something that would benefit someone else, please share it. We love all that you guys have shared and appreciate that tremendously. And we are about to do our next 30-day Back on Track class. It will be beginning on October 22nd, and the deadline for signing up for the discounted price is going to be October the 12th. So soon. So make sure you get registered for that, for our 30-day class, and not miss this one. So you will be holiday ready if you get signed up for this 30-day class. You will be done in time for Thanksgiving, and you will feel fabulous. You will be confident and strong in your food choices. You will go with recipes for the holidays that will be friendly for staying on track. So we'd love for you to join us and just kind of go through this process with us with the 30 days. It's a great opportunity to learn a lot about yourself and to learn a lot about what it takes to maintain weight after weight loss surgery. Then if you want to follow us, maybe this is your first time to find us. If you want to follow us, you can find me in our closed Facebook group, the Gastric Health Club. So join us there. All you have to do is ask to join, answer a couple questions, and you should be in. So we would love to have you join us if you haven't ventured there yet. So regardless, let's kind of get started on this topic of, can leaky gut lead to regain after weight loss surgery? And just to kind of give you a little background of, you know, what is leaky gut really? And our intestines, our GI tract, if you want to think about that, that happens after the stomach, is a large surface area. It's a super enormous surface area that actually absorbs nutrients, water, electrolytes, all that from food that it provides. But it also provides a barrier from harmful substances and to kind of protect you from harmful compounds. So it has a dual purpose, and both are equally as important because you want to optimize the nutrition that it absorbs, but you also want it to be functioning and strong in its ability to protect you from those harmful compounds of getting through that can be then sent into our bloodstream and go all throughout our body. So that's where you want to make sure that GI tract is strong. So leaky gut is really just another word for intestinal permeability. And I know I've brought this up a couple times on some previous podcasts, but I've never really talked about it. I've mentioned it, but I've never really got in deep about what is it really, and is this really a thing? And I will say there are some healthcare practitioners that will discredit the term leaky gut. But in research, intestinal permeability, which is the same thing, is very real and is found very connected with many different disease states and chronic diseases and disorders. So when you have intestinal permeability, when that's high, when things are passing through that intestinal wall, when it's really not, that barrier is not strong and there are gaps in the barrier that things can get through, it creates havoc in our body. It creates confusion in our body because now things are getting into our system that is foreign, and it can start attacking body part organs and other things that can really create a lot of health conditions. So any dysfunction of that intestinal barrier or that intestinal permeability can be associated with things like gut infections, inflammatory bowel disease, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, obesity, celiac disease, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, food allergies. Those are all associated with a person having a leaky gut. So I'm sure that kind of creates a little concern or question in your mind when obesity is already connected. So what does that really mean for you? So you've had weight loss surgery to fix this obesity problem, but maybe there's some things we might need to do on the backside after weight loss surgery, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. But really, obesity is really associated with metabolic alterations that is related to blood sugar control, such as you're having some type of glucose intolerance, high or low, so maybe like type 2 diabetes, or you're having insulin resistance. Also, it's related to cardiovascular risks, even like hypertension and dyslipidemia. So that'd be things like your cholesterol is high, or your triglycerides are elevated, or your LDL or HDL. That's what I'm talking about. So those things would be off. So inflammation is really a hallmark kind of symptom or side effect of metabolic syndrome. And it's kind of any related disorders, and it's all connected to that intestinal barrier dysfunction or leaky gut. So whenever that intestinal permeability is not great and it's high, you're getting a lot of things passing through this barrier, then that's when you start seeing more inflammation. It kind of creates this whole pattern of problems. So there's actually a gut derived or gut bacteria derived compound called lipopolysaccharides, or LPS, and I have mentioned this before in a few other podcasts, but this is something that our gut lining has, and it's identified as kind of a negative thing when it's elevated. And it has been involved in the onset and the progression of inflammation. So the more LPS that you have, the more obesity, the more disease and metabolic problems you're going to have. As that LPS level rises, the more inflammation you're going to have in your body and the more chronic disease you're going to deal with. So that's where you got to make sure that LPS is in control and not out of control. So that healthy intestinal lining acts kind of as a barrier to prevent that LPS from doing damage. So that's where you want that to be strong, so LPS is not taking over and damaging, our protection, our protectors of our overall health. There's actually a study. This was a mouse study, so not a human one, but still it gives us information. And it did demonstrate that in mice that were fed a high-fat diet resulted in chronically increased LPS levels. And when they had a continuous infusion of LPS over 4 weeks, it led to a metabolic state compared to a high-fat feeding with increased adipose tissue, so more fat tissue and fatty liver, as well as increased inflammatory markers and insulin resistance. All that from a high-fat diet. And that would be the crappy fats. So those would be your soybean and corn and canola oils, all those high omega-6 oils. So the avocados, the olive oils, nuts and seeds and nut butters, those don't typically give the same reaction. So those are the things that I'm talking, that's the differences. So technically a high LPS plasma level is defined as metabolic endotoxemia. So that's just kind of the scientific term of that's used to kind of describe when this is out of control. It's called metabolic endotoxemia, and it creates havoc and contributes to obesity. And one human study, or actually a couple studies I'm going to talk about, showed that circulating LPS levels were 76% higher in type 2 diabetics compared to the controls. So when they compared to non-diabetics, the type 2 diabetics had 76% higher amounts of LPS circulating. So there's evidence alone that there's a connection. And then in another study, this one was actually a pretty decent study. It was on over 7,000 subjects aged 25 to 74, and they were followed for 10 years. And they found that there was a strong relationship between this metabolic endotoxemia, or these high levels of LPS, and type 2 diabetes were found. So it was also found that the metabolic endotoxemia positively correlates with several markers of cardiovascular risk factors, like triglycerides, cholesterol, glucose, insulin, all those type of markers. It's connected with that too. So the higher this LPS, or the more metabolic endotoxemia that we have, the more likely we're going to have problems with diabetes and heart disease and obesity. So all those things are making our health worse and making it harder to manage our weight. So if you've had weight loss surgery and you are struggling with a regain, or you're struggling with a weight loss stall, or you're just way off track and your weight is a representation of that, this could be one of the drivers. This could be a cause of why that is happening. So what are some of the causes or things that we do or we're exposed to that can contribute to this LPS, or this metabolic endotoxemia occurring, where we have leaky gut? So chemicals, so that can be things that we ingest with our food. So it could be, you know, different emulsifiers are found. Or there's actually in one of the links, one of the studies showing that the emulsifiers in foods, so carrageenan would be one that is used in dairy products a lot, like almond milks and stuff, or other liquid things. They'll use it as an emulsifier. And that has been connected to show that it does change the intestinal permeability. So those types of chemicals that we ingest, and then the things that we slather on our bodies, those also that are found in various different things, in plastics and, different products that they're using to make products sudsy and do other things that make us think it's clean, then that's what creates havoc on our intestinal lining. Also things like medications, so that would be NSAIDs, even PPIs, so proton pump inhibitors, things like Prevacid, Nexium, Omeprazole, all those PPIs that a lot of weight loss surgery patients are prescribed, and even non-weight loss surgery patients are prescribed for decades. They, you know, maybe you've been on it because you went in and you had heartburn and then you could never get off. So these medications contribute to leaky gut. So all of those things that we are exposed to on normal living and we are, choose to do. Sometimes we just choose to eat certain foods and we choose to do different things with our home care and body care products, or our health kind of drives us in that direction. And conventional medicine is really good at prescribing a pill. And unfortunately, those pills sometimes create more problems, which then results in more pills. So that's what we want to get away from. That's what we want to try to find solutions to those problems so that you're not going from one pill to the next pill. So what do you do? Research has actually shown with Roux-en-Y, gastric bypass, duodenal switch, long limb ruse, all these have been shown that they have increased intestinal permeability, so increased leaky gut. And there are some studies that will show improved intestinal permeability. So it's for a window of time. So right after surgery, there's some showing that the increase starts after 6 months. There's another study shows that the leaky gut starts more after 12 months. So that is kind of a window of time that, before this is going to happen. And I'll say I see that at a counseling aspect, because I'll see that when patients come in, they may not have some of these symptoms until later on. So it might be a year or even further. It might be even more years before I really start seeing the problems and they're coming back in. They probably were there. Most typically when they come back and they're several years out, they've been dealing with it for a while and trying to manage it on their own by going to different doctor, and test, and pill, and nothing seems to be working. So then they end up back at the bariatric center. They'll get sent back saying, hey, somebody needs to kind of check and see what's going on. Their GI tract is a mess and something's up and they are struggling. So that's when I usually, that's what I first think of is leaky gut, and we got to work on fixing that. So some things that you can know that you might already have leaky gut. So let's cover some of those signs. It would be diagnosed food sensitivities or allergies, or you just feel bad when you eat certain foods. So maybe you have some type of dairy product and you think it's the lactose, that you're lactose intolerant. But in essence, you're really having a food sensitivity to dairy completely, the whole food group dairy. So you maybe don't get as severe with certain ones, which makes total sense. So maybe hard cheeses don't seem to react with you, but if you have something in the liquid milk form, or yogurts or cottage cheese, you react more. So that makes complete sense for what your body, why it's reacting. So So there, that is one thing that if you're reacting to foods, or you already have diagnosed food allergies or food sensitivities, you know, that is a sign that you have a leaky gut. Also, if you have a lot of digestive issues, so that's like gas and burping, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain, just all these digestion and stomach problems. Your just stomach doesn't feel great a lot. So it might feel good sometimes, and then, you know, the rest of the time you just kind of feel miserable or you're symptomatic all the time. Another one is skin issues like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis. All those are signs that there's something going on in your gut. There's some type of inflammation. There's some type of dysregulation in that intestinal permeability that is impacting your largest organ of your body, your skin. So that's another thing. Skin rashes or skin things, and it can be on your head, it can be on your feet, it can be, you know, on your limbs, on your torso, it can be anywhere on your body. And it can be small, it can be big and could cover large sections of your body, can cover just little spots, but you're getting them. You're noticing them more and more, and it's just happening maybe more frequently. So those would be some signs. And then also nutrient deficiencies. So if you're having especially low vitamin A, low zinc, low vitamin D, those are all signs that are connected to leaky gut. Those are all evidence that, hey, something's up with your ability to absorb that nutrition and to get it to where it needs to go in the cells. Then also maybe you've been diagnosed with any autoimmune conditions. So things like Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, celiacs, even small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. That is something that is evidence that you have a leaky gut. So it's also a very common thing that we see after weight loss surgery. They do find that small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO, is prevalent in obese people about 15% of the time. And then after weight loss surgery, they find it to be about 40%. So there is an increase in SIBO with weight loss surgery, and that is a sign of a leaky gut. So those are things that you can kind of think through and say, hey, am I having a lot of gut problems? Am I having reactions to food? Am I noticing weird things on my skin now? Or maybe it's just you just feel bad. You just overall feel bad, or all your other, you know, conditions that you have, like the rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes, those are all jacked up right now. Then that can be signs that you have a leaky gut. So what do you do when you have a leaky gut? Start with the basics, and those are things like fruits and vegetables. So you can strengthen that intestinal barrier with lots of vegetables. Whole real fruits and vegetables are going to be your friend, and they are your protectors. Also fermented foods, so things like kimchi, the fermented sauerkraut, and those are the only, you know, you find those in the cooler section at your health food stores, not on the shelves at the grocery store, or not really in the cooler at the by the meat counter. These are legitimate things that have live bacteria in them, and they'll usually say raw on them. And that's what you're looking for a fermented sauerkraut or kimchi, or even something like kefir, which you can find by the yogurts, and it's got lots of good, healthy, live bacteria in it. Those are all things you can start incorporating into your diet that will help improve your situation. Then also taking probiotics. This is another great way to kind of build up that that intestinal barrier and re-strengthen it again. As long as you're eating all those good veggies that will help grow that. And that will be also the prebiotics. So probiotics and prebiotics. So you would want both. So you can do probiotic foods like in the fermented foods. You can do prebiotic foods like garlic and onion and leeks and artichokes. There's a long list of prebiotic foods, and those will help grow the good bacteria and will strengthen that intestinal barrier and actually improve its function. And then also digestive enzymes. Those are also things that you can take to help your body break down the foods like it's supposed to. So when it gets to the digesting and absorbing part, it has more of the raw material to do the job. And that kind of gets you through until you can heal that intestinal lining and really help and improve that barrier function. Some things that will actually heal leaky gut is collagen. So those collagen proteins are good. You just want it to be a collagen peptide so that you are getting the purer form of collagen. Collagen proteins or bone broth type proteins are a good thing. Also something like colostrum, zinc carnosine, glutamine is another way to heal a leaky gut. So you want to incorporate, it's kind of like the whole package deal. You can't just do one thing and not change your diet and, you know, still keep eating all the junk, the high sugar foods and, you know, the chemicals and the medications. And you can't keep doing all that all the time and expect to heal a leaky gut. You really do have to, you know, take a window of time and really take everything like you're supposed to and eat all the foods and really get that army going of good. And then you'll be able to heal it and kind of get on the road to recovery. But it's the whole package deal. You can't pick and choose when it comes to healing this and, you know, this intestinal barrier and, you know, getting over leaky gut. It is something that you have to work at and add in all aspects of it. So hopefully that has helped you kind of see the bigger picture of obesity and with weight loss surgery and what's problematic with weight loss surgery and what are signs and symptoms that you might be experiencing that you really might need to be addressing. So I will say, our whole Back on Track program with the 10-day and the 30-day just really gets the whole picture. We're working on, you know, your leaky gut. We are working on improving that with feeding the right foods and starting a probiotic and really supporting it with that detox protein powder and adding in the digestive enzymes and making sure you're getting prebiotic foods and getting prebiotics in your probiotic to help heal that leaky gut. So if you haven't joined us for any of our 10-day or 30-day Back on Track program, please do. If you feel like this I've been describing you, then you definitely need to participate in that. That is a great way to really overcome and build that intestinal barrier up. So join us for the next one. It's going to start on October 22nd, and we would love to have you join us. If not, do our free 10-day. It is on our website. Feel free to download that. And then look into our products that can help support that healing process and really enhance and improve your results and maximize your results with using those products. So feel free to join us in the Gastric Health Club, where you can learn more about all this and learn more about, you know, how to heal leaky gut, and just different strategies that you can use that will make you feel better, get you back to the road to recovery, get those extra pounds off, and making you feel fabulous, because your diabetes will be in control and your risk factors will be down, just because all this inflammation is going to be in check. So I hope that has helped. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.